It's me again, Hank the Cowdog. The case of the shipwrecked tree began in the spring of the year, as I recall. Yes, of course it did. Drover and I never would have joined up with a pirate captain in the wintertime because, well, who wants to make an ocean voyage when it's cold? Not me. But that came after we got the news about the Turkey Rebellion. Have we discussed that? Maybe not. It was a pretty scary deal, but maybe we'd better slow down and take things one at a time. Okay, it was spring. Warm days, chilly nights, spring foliage on all the trees. The buzzards, kites, sparrows, and cardinals had returned to the ranch after spending the winter somewhere. Down south, I suppose. Why do they leave every fall? I have no idea. Ask a bird. I consider it a huge waste of time and effort. Come spring, they just turn around and fly right back. Dumb birds. What's the point? If they don't like it around here, why do they keep coming back? And if they do like it here, why do they always leave? It makes no sense to me, but let me hasten to point out that I'm not a bird. Maybe you had already noticed that. Where were we? Oh yes, birds. Every year in the fall, our summer birds leave and fly south. We don't know why and we don't care, but some birds stay here over the winter. One type of bird that stays on the ranch year-round is the wild turkey. Most of the time, your wild turkeys are okay birds. They don't bother me and I don't bother them. They run in flocks, roost in cottonwood trees, and steal grain from the horses, which is fine with me because I'm not fond of horses. However, there's always a however, isn't there? I had never supposed that our local turkey population might be involved in a sophisticated spying operation until it all began in the early morning hours, as I recall. I was sitting at my desk in the security division's vast office complex beneath the gas tanks, going over some files and reports. I had hardly slept in days. I mean, the routine of running the ranch had kept me up day and night for so long, I couldn't even remember the last time I'd grabbed a nap. You might say I was off duty, but that doesn't mean much. In this line of work, there is no off duty. If we're not working traffic on the county road or guarding the chicken house or checking out enemy spies, we're back at the office, reading reports. That's what I was doing. Slumped over my desk and reading a monster report, number MR1055327. When all at once, Drover came bursting in.
Hank, come quick! The wild turkeys are coming right up to the gas tanks. I tried to bark them away, but one of them pecked me on the nose.
Hose, nose, snarking, mark, Beetlebomb.
I thought you'd want to know, and maybe you'd better wake up.
I can't wake up, Drivel, because I'm not a sniggle.
Yeah, you are asleep. I can tell, because you're stretched out on your gunny sack and your eyes are closed. You can't fool me.
I turned toward the sound of his voice and tried to beam him a gaze of purest steel. But the office was totally dark and I couldn't see him.
Turn on the lights, Drovering. I'm having trouble bubble gutter sniping the hogwash.
I'm right here, if you just open your eyes.
Suddenly I realized that something was wrong, badly wrong. I leaped to my feet, staggered 3 steps to the north and collapsed again.
Holy strokes, Dauber. I've been blinded. I fought him off as long as I could, but the turkeys kept coming for our pork chops.
My name's Drover.
Suddenly my eyes... My eyes popped open almost as though they'd been closed, and all at once I saw light and objects and... A smallish white dog with a stubbed tail. Who are you and why are you honking the catfish bait?
Well, I'm not sure about that, but I'm Drover. Remember me? I'm your best friend.
I blinked my eyes and struggled to my feet.
Yes, of course. How badly am I hurt?
He gave me a foolish grin.
Well,
I don't think you heard at all. I think maybe you were asleep and you're not yet awake.
I staggered two steps to the west. The bleeding had stopped and my legs seemed to be working. For your information, I was not asleep. I was reading a monster report and... I shot a glance over my shoulder. Wait a second. You're Drover, aren't you? Welcome back, son. How was Cowabunga? You went on a trip, right?
Not me. I've been right here forever.
Just as I thought. I blinked my eyes and shook the vapor out of my head. My mind began to climb back into the driver's seat of my... something. Okay, Drover, I'm beginning to see a pattern here. I was reading files and reports, and something caused me to lose consciousness.
Yeah, you fell asleep.
It was not that simple, Drover. There's always more. These things are never as simple as we think.
I'll be darned.
I began pacing, as I often do when my mind is beginning to focus like a laser beam. My guess is that they broke into the office and sprinkled sleeping powder on these files. How else can you explain my sudden loss of consciousness?
Who's they?
They, Drover, our enemies. They're clever beyond your wildest dreams, and they have agents and spies at work around the clock. Have you seen any strangers in the last 2 hours?
Well, let me think. Oh, yeah, I saw some turkeys, and that's what I came to tell you. There's some turkeys lurking around the gas tanks.
I stopped pacing and pondered his words. Turkeys lurking? Drover, this is just a hunch, but I have a feeling that there's some hidden meaning behind those words. Did you notice that they rhyme? His eyes lit up.
Yeah, and you know what else? If one of the turkeys was named Murphy, it would rhyme even better. Murphy Turkey Lurking.
Drover, please try to be... I ran those words back and forth through my mind. Murphy Turkey Lurking? You know, you might have stumbled onto something important. Those three words have a very suspicious ring, almost as though they were meant to go together.
Yeah, and I came up with them all by myself.
Don't get carried away, son. This is just the tip of the ice pick. The question we must ask ourselves now is, why are the turkeys lurking? Is it possible that they're plotting a rebellion?
Well, let's see here.
And who is this Murphy character?
Well...
Drover rolled his eyes around.
You don't reckon he might be a spy, do you?
I glared at the runt. A spy? Don't be absurd. Turkeys are harmless birds. And also, they're not very smart. Nobody would recruit a turkey to be a spy. In other words, no. Your theory doesn't cut water.
Oh, drat.
His face fell into a heap of wrinkles, but then he brightened.
Wait a second. What if he's not a turkey at all, but he's a spy wearing a turkey suit?
I couldn't help laughing. Drover, sometimes you say the craziest. A spy wearing a turkey suit? Why, that's... I gave that some thought. On the other hand, it would be clever, wouldn't it? I mean, nobody would ever suspect. It's just the sort of trick they might have come up with. Of course, a turkey rebellion. You know, Drover, you might have just blown this case wide open. All at once, he was hopping up and down.
Oh, goody, I'm so happy.
But once again, we can't allow ourselves to get carried away, for you see, Drover, our work on this case has just begun. I shot a glance at the wild turkeys. All at once, they looked very suspicious. We need a volunteer. His smile faded.
Oops, you mean?
Yes, Drover. You've been chosen out of all the dogs in the world to volunteer for a very important mission.
Well, you know, I'd love to volunteer, but this old leg sure has...
It's a great opportunity, son. It'll give you a chance to prove who you really are.
Yeah, but I already know. I'm the one who's scared of turkeys.
Rubbish. Turkeys are harmless. Now listen carefully. I glanced over my shoulders and dropped my voice to a hoist. to a whisper, let us say. Go back out there and infiltrate their group. Be polite, turn on your charm, get to know them, and win their confidence. Listen to their conversation and try to determine which one is Murphy the spy. When you get a positive ID, come back and we'll plan our next move.
Well, if you really think I can do it, should I pretend that I'm a turkey?
No, I don't think that would work. Your legs are too short and you've got a stubbed tail. Just pretend you're a dog. A dog who wants to get to know a few turkeys.
I think I can do it, because I really am a dog.
Right. Good luck, soldier. I'll stay here at the command center and man the rodeo.
You mean the radio?
That's what I said. I'll stay here and man the radio.
Yeah, but you're not a man.
All right, Drover. I'll stay here and dog the radio. Now get moving. We'll meet back here at 0800.
Okay, here I go!
I watched as he went skipping away. A happy little dog who had found a place for himself in the big wide world. I felt a glow of fatherly pride, knowing that I had helped bring a small ray of meaning into the garbage heap of his life. Then he disappeared from sight and I was alone again. Alone with my thoughts and the mementos of a long and glorious career. Alone in the echoing chambers of the security division's vast office complex. I heaved a sigh and returned to the grinding routine of snark, merc, snickle, fritz.